Robert Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour. And in this third half hour, we will be talking to a very important organization in our world, the Salvation Army. But before that, good morning to Teresa Getman and Rosalie Placati.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I hope all is well with you ladies on this fine morning. And on the phone is Major David Womack from the Salvation Army. David, Major, we're going to call you. We'll keep it loose after that. What do you do? What is this? I mean, people know about the Salvation Army, but a lot of people don't. What do you guys do in a nutshell?
You know, it's really interesting because you nailed it right on the head. They know about us, but they don't. We do have so many things that's going on. And I am the officer operating the Salvation Army here in Benton Harbor. And we serve a good chunk of Berrien County as well as Van Buren County. And here in Benton Harbor, the Salvation Army has been, I think, for 95 years last spring. We were here for 95 years doing whatever we can to basically meet needs of people at their point of need. And that's kind of the mission of the Salvation Army. And of course, it's all based in a Christian philosophy as well, because the Salvation Army is a Christian movement and an actual denomination of the Christian church. So everything we do is kind of motivated by our faith and love for God.
Nice. Before I toss it over to these ladies, I'll ask one more question. Who are your major demographics? Who do you cater to?
You know, it's basically anybody who has need. I mean, we put our focus on helping people with the basics of getting by for survival, food, clothing, maybe energy assistance, shelter, things of that sort. So it's whoever has the need that we try to reach out to. And of course, in Benton Harbor, it's a very poor community. So we are quite active in that, and as well as reaching out to some of the less fortunate in the outlying areas as well.
Nice. Very nice. Rosalie, Teresa, did you have a question for Major?
Oh, sure. Yes. I am reading that you work 365 days a year. Is that accurate?
The Salvation Army operates 365. That's right. Now, it doesn't mean we're in the office all the time. It doesn't mean we always have someone answering the phone. But there's always somebody available to help when need is there. And I know that here in Benton Harbor, we are in the situation of having a men's shelter. So we provide temporary emergency shelter for men. And that is open year round. And it's always a challenge, especially these days during the COVID outbreak.
Has there even been more need? That's what was going to be my next question. Has there been more need through the COVID pandemic?
With some things, yes. For the demand for food, for example, is one that's a little higher because people find themselves with less income. Mm-hmm. And so they're needing a little extra help with food, rent, or energy assistance. We've had a lot of call for that as well. Even though there's no evictions taking place, people still need their rent paid because when the day comes, they don't want to be evicted when that does happen.
The landlords aren't going to say, well, you didn't have to pay rent for 6 months and that's just all good. They're going to want that rent. So
absolutely. So we're trying to work with them.
Yeah. And that's beautiful to do so.
Absolutely. And part of that is budgeting help, too, just helping them learn how they can assign their dollars to get the most bang out of their buck. As far as the shelter is concerned, it's not much has changed as far as how many. We have a normal capacity of 38 in our shelter, but because of COVID, we've had to reduce that capacity to 24 because we got to make sure people are distanced and safe. So we're working very hard to get people out of the shelter as quickly as possible once they come in by networking them into either an independent housing situation or someone who can help them with motel or whatever, so that they're not in the congregate setting any longer than necessary, especially with the gentlemen who come in that are of an older age, like 65 or older.
Mm-hmm. Rosalie, you've been taking notes over there, and I know you've got something to ask.
Oh, of course. Okay, so you've been in Benton Harbor 95 years, which is impressive.
Yeah, but not me personally, not the Salvation Army, yes. Although it feels like it sometimes. Yeah. But that's okay.
I know. Welcome to my world. But the Salvation Army started in 1891.
1865 is when the Salvation Army actually started as an international order. You know, and it started in England in 1865 by a Methodist minister who just decided, you know, the East End slums of London needed a little more attention because there was a lot of poverty and nobody was doing anything. And even the church at the time really wasn't doing a whole lot. So he felt like there was a call to go out. And what he originally called the Christian Mission eventually became known as the Salvation Army because they were doing a press release. And he wrote that the Christian Mission is a volunteer army. And his son said, nope, absolutely not. William Booth, the founder, his son said, no, it's I'm a regular or I'm nothing. He crossed out the word volunteer and wrote Salvation. That name stuck. And then really within a matter of a decade, the Salvation Army began to spread around the world. And then 95 years ago, of course, the Salvation Army opened up officially here in Southeast Michigan or Southwest Michigan. Yeah. Where am I? Southwest Michigan.
Southwest Michigan. Yeah, I say the same thing every day. Where am I?
Hey, I'm going to back up a second. So that was literally that. Those are Civil War years here in the States.
Absolutely.
So that's really impressive. And I just want to kind of, you know, I would love to be a major. How do you become, you know?
I was going to ask that. Yeah, there's ranks within the Salvation Army.
How do you
achieve those? Are there privates and all that good stuff?
Do you have to go to boot camp?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Well, the officers of the Salvation Army are the clergy of the Salvation Army. And we have a training program that we go through. And in the United States, which is divided into four territories, each territory has its own training center. Ours is in Chicago. And so we have to go through that. It's kind of like a seminary on steroids.
Oh, cool.
Where we're not only studying, but we're doing at the same time. And when we are commissioned, we're commissioned as lieutenants. And after a period of time, we're reviewed to see if we could be promoted to captain and then major and so forth.
Okay. So you guys don't start at privates and go from there.
And what we have as far as that, the members of our congregation are really just called soldiers, and there's no real ranks there. So the regular members are soldiers. We do have some local lay leadership, which we might give a kind of a sergeant title to or something like that. But they're soldiers or they're adherents. We also have adherents that may not be willing to commit to the total discipline of the Salvation Army, but they want to feel like they're part of our organization as well as a member. So we welcome them. And so everybody's really welcome. Yeah. And we even have junior soldiers, which are kids. And they love to learn and grow. And we have about half a dozen new junior soldiers set to join with us around Christmas time.
Hey, Major, we have to move on to a break here.
Absolutely.
It goes by fast. But before we do, kick out a website or an contact info. And we'll do this again.
Yes. Let me see if I can remember the Salvation Army's website. Here it is. It's sabentonharbor.org. That'll take you right to our local spot. And anybody can find information, even if they just want to call the Salvation Army, at 269-927-1353.
Perfect. We'll be back on Robert's Windog Saturday Morning Show with Major David Womack, the third half hour on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Robert's Windog Saturday Morning Show.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour in our second segment, and we're continuing our talks with Major David Womack, the Salvation Army. And David, as we go into the season, which is tis the season, a lot of people, when you walk into Walmart or other stores, you'll hear these bells ringing. And, you know, for me, a lot of times, you know, I'll contribute the first few times I go in, and then after that, I'm kind of avoiding them because I feel bad that I'm not putting money in every time I walk in. But I guess tell me a little bit about those bell ringers and the significance of it and why they're out there doing that.
Bell ringers are very important. In fact, this season, it's going to be a little less of the bell ringing than you're used to seeing, probably because of COVID. We have less volunteers signed up. We have less people available to go out. And that's a very important thing that we try to get the word out that we need that help. And all of the money that's raised at bell ringing, as well as money that comes in through the mail or through the website, is used to not only help people at Christmas, but throughout the year. And so when you see a bell ringer and they're giving of their time to do that, you know that the money is going to be used to make a real strong difference in a lot of people's lives. Yeah. And so it's very important that people do support that. And right now we just need the help with people to ring bells because it's a different year. Yeah. And we're expecting probably, this year we're using primarily volunteers. We have a few staff members that are able to help, but we're at about a third the capacity of bell ringing that we normally would have.
Yeah. Can anybody ring a bell?
Anybody can. In fact, we have a website.
As long as you have an arm. And
absolutely. You don't even have to have an arm.
Yeah,
you have good toes, if you've got, whatever, or a good attitude. You know, but we have a website where people can even go online to sign up to ring bells.
Okay.
And that way it's easier for them. It's registertoring.com. And they can just set up a profile on that and pick a location and a time that's in our area, and they'll get follow-up emails or texts, alerts, and we can contact them, and we'll make sure that everything's there for them.
And I'm sure you said it, but that's all volunteer work, right?
It is. We have in the past used some men from the shelter. We've hired some men in our shelter, or some people, women and men from the community who just need a little extra income to fill in when we don't have volunteers, but we're doing a lot less of that this year, again, because of COVID and transporting them to the sites and things of that sort. We have to be very careful.
Yeah, that funding is harder to get, and it's harder to get these days and way more needed, which is the unfortunate part.
Absolutely.
Let me just jump in here for a second. So, not-for-profits, like Rob just said, it's a tough business right now. It's a tough business for everybody, but the need is great and always growing. So this bell ringing, this revenue stream, what kind of a percentage is that of your overall budget?
Christmas itself, the entire Christmas that we raise, is about a third of our annual budget.
Okay.
And that's very important. Now, the bell ringing is about a third of the total we raise at Christmas. So last year, we need about $170,000 to raise this Christmas. And we budgeted for $65,000. We're not going to make that this year. We're not going to make that. In fact, as of now, we've only raised
$3,000. Oh,
so
man.
Through that. Now, we do have a lot of generous people giving online and through the mail, and that does go to the same purpose, which we're grateful for that, and we hope that people will continue to do that if they cannot ring bells or if they cannot contribute at the kettle site. But there's something special about the bell ringer because they really bring a little bit of the joy to the season to the shoppers. And there's something special about just making that eye contact and just that thank you and that Merry Christmas. We can't get physically close to people, but we can still have that connection that we share during the holidays. And I think the bell ringers are a perfect connection that people can feel as they're going about the season to try to find some joy.
Well, we're looking at about 3 minutes left in this segment. And quickly, and then I know Rosalie's got a question for you. Go ahead and make your pitch to people out there that might be listening to become a part of the Salvation Army, whether it's as a member or a volunteer or whatever capacity.
Well, absolutely. If you're out there and you want to serve and you want to help, the Salvation Army is a great place for you. We need people. And as I said, we are a congregation. We are a church. And we would welcome you to come. That's no problem. Every Sunday at 11, we have our worship services. But if you're part of another congregation, another home of faith, you're more than welcome to still be part by volunteering and contributing and even being a bell ringer. You know, we're really all part of this together. And we really want everybody in the community to know that together, and there's a national thing we're doing this year called Rescue Christmas. And together, we can rescue Christmas for those who are hurting, for those who are struggling.
Yeah, no doubt.
So go to registertoring.com if you want to ring. We'd love to have you.
Rosalie?
Well, I know that I'll be ringing in South Haven.
Absolutely.
Where are you going to be ringing? We're going to come over and throw eggs.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm kidding. And we would never.
No, I would just love to throw them back. I'll be in front of Walmart at 11 a.m. But as
with
a bell,
the Rotary, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
With, as a Rotarian. And I know that we're going to be interviewing Bob Stickland after this to give his personal perspective. But I can just tell you for the folks considering this, what my the benefit to me as a bell ringer, other than freezing my butt off, is when the parents give the kids the money to give. And those kids feel really empowered. And and not only that, it's what a great parenting kind of a thing. Yeah. And I see it all the time.
I did like that as a kid because my mom did that. Here, go put the money.
Right. And they're super excited to do it. And you get to say thank you and and have that eye to eye personal contact. So
I think it was more because she was scared to go get close to them. But
we're not that scary. But I love that part. That's the favorite part of me. I do.
And it's a great memory those kids have as they grow up and just instills in them the joy of giving. So, and I will be out myself this year a few times out and about.
I'm always
when there's
impressed.
A hole to fill, I'm going out myself.
That's right.
So I love it. And I'm going to have to bring out the warm weather underwear, but it's going to be fine.
Yeah, no doubt.
And, it's a little bit of sacrifice to help people. And that's a good thing.
I've stood outside of Walmart many years and I'm going to tell you, there's no greater feeling. There are more people. I would say everybody who passes does something. It is a beautiful thing to watch.
Well, with that all being said, Major David Womack, that was the end of our time. So one more time, quickly toss out some contact info if anybody wants to get in touch with the Salvation Army.
Well, again, if they want to ring bells, registertoring.com. If they want to call our office, it's 269-927-1353. Or they can just look up SABentonHarbor.org to get further information.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for what you do, and thank you for being on the show. And I'm sure that these are things that these ladies very much appreciate as well as I do. So thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Right on. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you. We'll be back with more Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour and the third segment of it. Rosalie Placati, Teresa Getman in the studio. And on the phone, we have moved on to Bob Stickland from the South Haven Rotary. And from what I hear, he's the chair and he kind of heads up the dealings between the Rotary and the Salvation Army. So good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning.
I guess to start us off, Bob, let us know a little bit about what you do and kind of the work between the Salvation Army and the Rotary and kind of how all this got started.
Well, it all got started by a man named Ralph Frost, who many people know.
Yes, I do.
He ran the mortuary here for years and now still helps there. He was a member of Rotary, but it goes back to his days in the military when he was coming back from Vietnam, and he found that traveling was not very popular for men in uniform, I guess. And so he found a kind of a place to hide in the terminals. There was the Salvation Army lady, said, who served coffee and donuts, kind of like the Red Cross ladies of World War II, I guess.
Oh, cool.
But he said that they were his sanctuary. Remember, as you may remember, the Vietnam military weren't very popular.
No, that's tough.
And so he found sanctuary by going to them and having their treats and talking and just getting away from the crowds. And he said when he got through, if there was something he could do for them, he was going to do it. And that thing he could do was to get people to help with the Red Bell, the Red Bucket and Bell collection of funds. And he was in Rotary at the time, and so he drafted the Rotarians before my time here. Actually, I was still in Kalamazoo when this all happened, but he drafted it, and he did it for a number of years, and then for personal reasons, he had sold the business and had personal reasons, he dropped out of Rotary, and I was a new guy.
And you got the job.
I got the job, but it's been a rewarding job for me. It's not a hard job. It's just a matter of bugging people until we get enough signatures on the line.
Well, what's been your favorite part of that job, Bob?
The stories. You know, everybody, do you remember Bob Black?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bob Black, you know, was the superintendent of schools,
and
he joined Rotary immediately. And the first year he did it, he said, you know, that was probably one of the finest experiences I've had, he said. Mm-hmm. And it was entertaining in that he was out at Walmart, and he said it was entertaining in that people would come up to him, and because he was new, but who he was, they knew he was somebody they should know, but they couldn't figure it out, especially the kids. And so he enjoyed watching the faces of the children as they kind of stared at him and said, what's he doing?
Yeah, God rest his soul. My mother absolutely loved him. She said he was the best thing that ever happened to South Haven school system. And that doesn't take out the ones who are there now, because I know Mr. Schooley does a fantastic job there, too.
Yep.
You know, Rosalie, I know that you have a question for Bob.
Well, just how long have you been doing this, then, at the South Haven Rotary?
Oh, golly, I don't know. I've been in Rotary since 1992, I guess. I was a member in Kalamazoo for several years there, but I came to South Haven and I worked for the city as a public works director, and the city manager was Alan Vanderberg, and he hauled me off to Kiwanis Club one day.
Kiwanis or Rotary?
That's where he belonged.
Oh, he hauled you off to Kiwanis, huh?
Yeah. And he and Dave Paul was mayor at the time.
Dave Paul. Wow, you're throwing out some names that I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah, well, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, he was one of our teachers, too.
That's how long I've been here.
Wow.
Anyway, and so I said to him, I said, well, who's in Rotary here? And he said, well, nobody from the city. And I said, well, why don't I join Rotary? Because I've been in Rotary for a number of years. And, you know, I have an allegiance. So I joined the Rotary Club as a city representative. And I have tried to sell to my follow-ups that it's a valuable thing for people in business in town, yes, especially service business, to do, because it's a good touch to keep your ear to the community of what's going on based on the membership of the Rotary Club. Yeah.
And definitely. And everybody, you pretty much get, what, do you get like 100% out of our club to do it? I mean, I know I started a couple of years ago and I've been doing it. So, and you don't really have to twist arms so much other than kind of twist arms.
They just slide that paper to you and they say, which slot do you want to fill?
Right.
That's how that works.
Yeah, then you learn that's the sales technique. You slide it to them. And really what you do is you just sit there and look at them until they make a decision.
Well,
because they're
going to
make
it.
One.
Yeah, you can't do it this year. So
that's right.
We can only do it via Zoom.
Via Zoom. Well, when you give it to them and you give them and you present it, you say, look right at me. I'm not going to say a word. You don't look away. Yeah, because that does certainly present issues as far as especially sales. It's hard to make a sale when we're talking via Zoom. It's hard. There's so many things that just don't work but via Zoom. And we need to, you know, I'm not sure exactly where I was going with that. I'm going to cut that a little bit about. But when you start talking about the Salvation Army and what you guys do with Rotary, here's our kind of our last pitch with about a minute left in this segment. Yeah. What would you say to somebody that may want to become a part of Rotary and help out with the Salvation Army?
You're talking to me now.
Yes.
Well, I would say that, and I do try to sell it. It's a great bunch of people. You make friends that you don't make. When I first joined, it was a requirement by my employer. That time I worked for Consumers Power, and they like to have staff people in service clubs just to answer questions.
Well, of course. Yeah, so it's a good connection.
But what I found was that back then it was a break every week to get out of the office. It was a way to find out what was going on in the community because they represent a broad spectrum of people, and it was just very rewarding for me personally. And I think that it was a benefit to my employer.
Absolutely.
And I think that is still true. It tends to attract, or used to tend to attract, businessmen. Nowadays, we find that business people don't have the backup and they can't get away in the office as much as they used to.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bob, we've run into our time. We are all done. I can't fit any more in, but I want to have to say thank you so much for talking about the Rotary and the Salvation Army and what you guys do together.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Rappers, Moon Dog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And while you're sitting at home this week longing for another episode of Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, feel free to check out our podcast. Just search my radio show, all one word, to stream or download, and please subscribe. You can also listen to the music of the Dale Robbie Band featured on the show at DaleRobbie.com. That's DaleRobbie.com with an IE. Hit the buy button to show your support for the show and an almost starving musician. If you have an idea or want to be featured on the show, call us at 269-872-3049. Until next Saturday at 7 a.m., have a great rest of your weekend from all of us on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
This has been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2020.